Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch begins at 3 a.m. Wednesday morning. A fire weather watch begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow. A red flag warning begins at noon today. Sunshine expected today with highs around 77. Partly cloudy tonight, 50. About an inch of snow Wednesday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Education says that they wrapped up last week wanting to expect more than $7.9 million to come in the state to help fund the state school nutrition program, along with the child and adult care program. However, they say the different food banks and Kansas nutritional programs for public schools may be facing significant setbacks after the near $10.5 million funding cuts that came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to a spokesperson for the Kansas Department of Education, they say that during the time of the agreement's termination from the USDA, the Kansas had not received their funds coming in from the local food or school cooperative agreement program from the federal level to fund the child nutrition program operators around the state, with the school nutrition program getting cut by near $5.7 million, the child and adult care food program being cut by more than $2.2. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says they were also expecting more than $2.6 million from the program.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Tracy Lawrence is coming to Newkirk at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort Friday, April 4th. Tracy Lawrence live in concert in an all-ages show. Tickets for Tracy Lawrence are available now at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
The Kansas Department of Commerce says they have gotten great response from their virtual job fairs across the state of Kansas and says they plan for another one coming up on Wednesday this week, March 19th, and encourage job seekers to sign up and participate to help find a new position around the state of Kansas. As according to the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, David Toland, he has said, quote, our state agencies have provided thousands of Kansans with fulfilling careers in public service. For those who are beginning the search for a professional career or those looking for a change of scenery, I encourage you to consider a purpose-driven role at one of our many departments and see what the state of Kansas has to offer. According to the Department of Commerce, they say there are roughly 500 different open positions located across the state, with ranges of entry level to senior experience positions. And those wishing to participate are encouraged to dress professionally and check out the virtual state agency job fair with their online portal for helpful tips ahead of the fair. And you can sign up by going to the Department of Commerce's website. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Teachers Union of the state of Nebraska has wrapped up last week saying that they will back down and no longer oppose the ongoing governor's backed bill that would tweak the school's retirement plan, saying that after the ongoing conversations last week, there was an amendment added that could help benefit teachers. As according to the Nebraska State Education Association, they say they have shifted their stance 2 months after urging caution and encouraging teachers statewide to speak out against the original legislative bill 645. The bill would have created a step-down contribution level from the state to the school retirement plan, depending on its accrual funding levels. As of July 1st, the plan was set at 99.9% funded. If the revised bill is passed with the amendments, it would drop the state's annual contribution towards retirement plans based on the statewide school employment payroll. And once reaching 100% of funding, the state would no longer automatically contribute year over year. Mid-America Network News.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A super check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. High Plains Resources has begun a permit process for seismograph survey of properties in southeast Washington County and will move into southwest Marshall County if approved. Permits are needed in Washington County to collect data from landowners' property, and letters are being sent as well as personal contacts. Additional information on the process will be covered at the Washington County Township meeting March 27th. With representatives from the company on hand to address questions. Those company representatives met with Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting, with no decision made on a request to allow seismic testing, which was disallowed on public roads and right-of-way by commissioners last year. Greg Meyer and Austin Klein have since joined the commission, which will reconsider the request. Some 50,000 acres have been leased in southwest Marshall and southeast Washington County, with over $1.8 million in lease payments locally. Royalty agreements are also in place if hydrogen or other mineral resources are discovered. Officials said this area had the potential to be the Saudi Arabia of hydrogen if prospects are found. First responders expressed concern at last week's Washington County Commissioners meeting with the recent hiring of a Salina doctor as coroner, noting that local incidents often require a medical examiner visit on site. No action was taken. Countywide cleanup is set for May 1st through the 3rd, with the Washington County Landfill offering free dump days for county residents. Nemahal County commissioners heard from Fair Board members that the old horse barn had been removed to allow construction of a new facility on the site. Donations toward the project may be left with the community foundations in Seneca or Sabetha. Grant funding is being sought for replacement of rodeo bleachers at the fairgrounds. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve a neighborhood revitalization resolution for the city of Seneca. Near zero visibility at times mid-afternoon Friday, as authorities advised caution, discouraging travel, and working some accidents. Evergy and rural utilities had a number of power poles went down. Substations were rerouted to continue electric service. Marysville Fire Department was called out Friday afternoon to contain hot spots from a controlled burn earlier in the week at the north trailhead of the Blue River Rail Trail. They were on the scene for about an hour. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Friday at our website, KNDYRadio.com.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken strips with a biscuit, sweet potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, beef and noodles, a biscuit, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A winter storm watch will be in effect from early Wednesday morning until early Wednesday afternoon. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 30. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Rain and snow showers are possible throughout Wednesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 25 and 35 and gusting up to 55. Then some snow showers are possible in a Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Still staying sunny by Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s and cloudy Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
It's 44 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this St. Patrick's Day Monday. It's the 17th of March. KUDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Questions at the cut line and at the top. Top of the morning to you. I'm Jay Reynolds. Men's and women's brackets unveiled on Selection Sunday yesterday. Men's side, the SEC, setting a record with 14 teams into the tournament. At the top, Auburn, the number one overall seed, Tigers, and Michigan State, the top two teams in the South region. In the East, it's Duke and Alabama, 1-2. Houston and Tennessee, the top two in the Midwest. And in the West, it's Florida and St. John's. At the cut line for the men, North Carolina makes it in the tournament.
My biggest takeaway from this whole thing is for North Carolina. I don't know how they made the tournament and West Virginia didn't make the tournament. North Carolina had 11 opportunities to play against teams in the field. They only won one of those on a neutral court in December. They have four losses to teams that didn't make the tournament.
ESPN analyst Jay Williams, the chairman of the selection committee, is the athletic director at North Carolina. Then there's Duke. Coach John Shire says the goal is for Cooper Flagg to play in Friday's first round game. On the women's side, UCLA, the top overall seed. South Carolina, USC, Texas also won seeds. South Carolina coach Dawn Staley wondering why they should have a challenging schedule if it's not going to help.
If having more quad one wins doesn't supersede some of the hiccups that we had during the season, I don't know what will. So for us, maybe we don't put ourselves in a position where we have hiccups.
Some great in-season matchups could be in jeopardy. Connecticut in the tournament, slotted as a two seed. NBA, the Cavaliers' 16-game win streak comes to an end with a 5-point loss to the Magic. Thunder, 31 points from SGA and beating Milwaukee 121-105. Lakers top the Suns by 11. Luka Doncic with 33. Anthony Edwards with 41. Wolves beat the Jazz by 26. NFL, Bengals reach a 4-year extension with both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Baseball, Dodgers say Mookie Betts won't play in the 2-game set in Tokyo against the Cubs this week.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place,
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza/landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mo.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Axtell boys defeat Cunningham 57-39 in 1A Division II state championship boys action Saturday. While in USD 223, Hanover takes Lynn 46-35 for the girls title. Centralia girls take Little River in the 1A Division I championship 50-43, while Donovan West fell in Class 2A girls to Mound Ridge 62-51.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, coming off the worst week for stocks since 2023, futures suggest further losses to start this week. On Friday, the Dow Jones did regain some ground, finishing the day up 674 points at 41,488. The S&P rose 2.1% Friday, the NASDAQ 2.6%. The tariff wars could hurt your ability to get cheap prescription drugs. China is a major manufacturer of the ingredients in generics. Those drugs make up about 90% of the prescriptions filled in the U.S. President Trump has demanded that Denmark hand over control of Greenland to the U.S. At the same time, the U.S. has asked Denmark and other European nations to boost their exports of eggs to help combat soaring prices in this country. Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy again. The fast fashion retailer has been looking for a buyer for its 350 locations. Now it'll start having liquidation sales at its stores. The company still insists the doors will remain open. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Lots of good, reliable units in on trade at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville, including 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model custom pickup, 2022 and 23 Ford F-150s, plus a Chevy Impala, Chevy Equinox, a Buick Encore, and a Ford Escape, all awaiting your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. President Donald Trump's tariffs on the United States' biggest trading partners continues to raise alarms in rural America. Farming is already in a recession, stoked by low commodity prices, chronically high input costs, no farm bill, and now tariff retaliation by America's top three trading partners. Cedric Rowe Jr., an organic farmer in Albany, Georgia, told the Senate Agriculture Committee recently this comment.
It's challenging with tariffs being raised, prices go up for growers, and access to land is very critical to stay surviving with rising tariffs. In order for farmers to survive, they have to plant more acreage, and that can be a challenge itself.
Riceland Food CEO Ben Noble told ag lawmakers, farmers in rural America itself must have a strong farm bill safety net to survive.
When you think about how many times that dollar turns over economically in a rural community, whether it's the grocery store, rural health facilities, machinery repair, countless of other small businesses, rural America ultimately depends on the farmer as the backbone and really the heart of their entire community.
But the tariff issue is not going away, even as farmers and rural businesses swoon over the newest hurdle to their survival. President Trump has also imposed universal steel and aluminum tariffs, further pressuring farm machinery prices, and vows across the board global reciprocal tariffs starting on April 2nd. Now, one quick note in conclusion shows the U.S. has reached out to Denmark and other European nations asking if they can export eggs as Americans face surging egg prices. The Nordic Countries Egg Association said last week the request from the United States Department of Agriculture coincides with a raft of new U.S. tariffs on countries, including in Europe, and over the threat of more. President Donald Trump has also threatened economic sanctions unless Denmark hands over control of Greenland to the U.S. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to be prevalent in many states among a variety of species. Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith says how HPAI is in Kansas and the U.S. and how it has spread in the last year.
So the big one that caught us off guard this year was in our dairy cattle. So back in March, we identified that some of our dairy herds were being impacted with low milk production, sick cows, cows that weren't eating correctly. We identified HPAI in those. And frankly, that has kind of spread throughout the nation now. And right now, California is that state that's really been impacted with it for the last, probably 60 to 90 days, heavily impacted with it. Fortunately, here in Kansas, we're not seeing that right now. We are doing some monitoring out there, but we're not seeing that impacting our dairy world. So we're seeing it in the dairy cattle, which give us concern. We've also seen it in some wild mammals out there, and frankly, as well as some of our domestic cats. The thing I want to point out from those, though, is we consider those dead-end hosts, meaning that they've got in contact with the virus, they were infected with the virus, but there's no indication out there that they're passing that virus on. So we call them infected, but not infective.
He discusses if the virus is still in the state and where it will likely have its next big impact.
So right now, we're, knock on wood, we're in a really good spot. We haven't had a huge impact. With that being said, we did have one case last week in a small backyard poultry facility. So it's still out there. Don't get me wrong. The virus is still out there. We'll see it this spring yet for a while as the migratory season still goes, as the birds travel back north. The fortunate thing about that is that they tend to move on faster going north than they do coming south. So they don't tend to stick around with that case. But I don't want to give people the false sense of security that to let their guard down, because it is still out there. The virus is still in the environment.
Smith reminds listeners of key biosecurity measures.
We've proven it time and time again that the biosecurity does work, and it's a term we throw out there pretty loosely. But make sure that, you know, if you're tending with your flock, that you haven't, you know, you're not wearing boots that you wore out to the pond, or you're wearing around the farm. You take, you know, clean clothes. If you got visitors, you know, try to keep them out of your flock. The big thing is try to maintain that level of separation from those migratory birds, and from the virus that might be out there.
That was Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith with what highly pathogenic avian influenza has impacted and what he expects in the future. Learn more at www.agriculture.ks.gov. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis and Rakes with Vietra 77 Livestock on a Monday morning. Hey, good morning to all, and it is a Monday with a 11 o'clock start. And the interesting part this week, I guess, would be the cattle markets. Very little cattle trade in the markets. Best market would be our low of last week at $2.315 in the carcass, with very few cattle marketed. Mostly bought up the week before on delivery for last week. Well, here today, 11 o'clock start, 12 o'clock noon on the hay, 12:30 on the inside when we start on the feeders, the families, and the babies on a lighter run here today. You'll have a one black bull bottle calf, 10-week old. There's going to be six total of black and red char baby bottle calves, or bull and heifers. In the family department, there's one red family, a four-year-old, twin heifer and steer calves inside. They are 5 weeks old. In the families, two red families, 5-7-year-olds with heifer calves inside at 1 to 2 weeks old, one broken mouth with a 5-week-old calf. In the heiferette selection, really a super set of 20 black open heiferettes. They're going to weigh that 1,000-pound mark. They'll sell here this morning, certainly ready to go to the feed yard. In the feeders, it's going to be small here today. 14 black bull and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 450 to 550. The white calves, there's four black and black baldy heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 575. Steve Schweitzer out of Strings got a nice set of 33 red Angus cross char steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4.5 to 6. Eddie Schmitz down at Holmes got 16 black steers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. The Orth cattle, 9 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Generate out of Brownville's got 6 black steer and heifers at 700. And again, we'll be catching smaller packages here this morning. Again, we'll get on the ramps at 11, 12:30 on the calves, the families, and the feeders. In the hay department, another big run of hay is there's still a lot of hay in the country. In the small squares, there's 100 second cut. There's 252 alfalfa third cut. There are 70 bales of that fancy fourth cut. In the prairie department, 132. In the brome, 40. In the big round bales, fourth cut, there is 11 round alfalfa third cut, 56. In the first cut, 38. In the brome, 36. In the brome prairie mix, there's 86. In the prairie department, a total of 62. In the grass department, 123. CRP, 22. Round corn stock, 16. Now, there at 12 o'clock noon, we'll give you all the weights on the different cuts and different lots. So we'll give that information at sale time. So 11 o'clock here this morning, 12 o'clock noon on the hay, 12:30 on the feeders, the families, and the babies. Give us a call right here at the sale barn, 223-3572. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole crew. We do certainly appreciate the business. Now, on Thursday is our Bread Cow Special. That starts at 11 o'clock right now. A great set of 35 First Calf families. Certainly a great set there. Black and black families, AI dams, AI sire calves, along with 35 head of the families on the 4 to 8 year olds. They're all grass ready on those families. We do have an additional 20 families coming in, and in the bread cow department there will be about 55 head that will pull a preg in a mouth, have them all aged and everything. So a nice sale there on Thursday, and if you've got any questions, certainly give us a call right here in the office. With that, we say thanks for the business. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Bietra77.net.
Some of the ways we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in America are not really Irish at all. One example today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 17th, the 76th day of the year. Singer Nat King Cole was born on this day, and we celebrate all things Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Corned beef and cabbage is a staple for any St. Patrick celebration in America, but we were surprised to learn that it's not a traditional Irish dish at all. For most of its history, Ireland was not a beef-eating culture, relying on bacon and ham almost exclusively. It was early Irish immigrants to America who picked up the kosher corned beef habit of neighboring Jewish immigrants, and it quickly became the standard in taverns as a cheap but filling meal for the working class. Oh, and by the way, there is no corn in corned beef. It's named after salt crystals used in the curing process, said to be the size of corn kernels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY and 44 degrees this hour. What would a week be without a ride on the weather roller coaster? Again this week, highs around 80 Monday, Tuesday, then around 40 on the high side by Wednesday, with lows dropping into the 20s. So a 60-degree swing Tuesday into Wednesday. That's going to prompt another round of crazy weather. With a low-pressure system, we could have gusty winds again and perhaps blizzard conditions for our portion of northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska into Wednesday. They're saying up to an inch of snow Wednesday morning. It's not the accumulation. It's the blowing snow that we've had recently. Also facing heightened wildfire risks, strong winds, low humidity, high temperatures. National Weather Service issued red flag warnings and fire weather watches, again urging outdoor burning be avoided.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Jayhawks will be dancing again in the NCAA tournament, only as a seventh seed, though, this year. Kansas, with their lowest seed in the history of the Bill Self coaching area, picked up the seventh seed. They have a first-round matchup coming up against 10th-seeded Arkansas. That will tip off at 6:10 in Providence on Thursday. Bill Self said he was not surprised to see that Arkansas would be their first-round matchup. KU and Arkansas played an exhibition game back in October, with the Razorbacks winning 85-69. Hunter Dickinson did not play in that game. If you'd like to go to the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, you will have that opportunity at Intrust Bank Arena in downtown Wichita. Houston, Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, Gonzaga, Georgia, Missouri, Drake, Texas Tech, and UNC Wellington all will play at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita.
For the third straight season and for the fifth time in Hanover High School girls basketball history, the Hanover Lady Wildcats punched the championship banner with a dominating win over Twin Valley League foe Lynn, 46-35, here in Class 1A Division II from Colby. In that contest, it was 24 points from Anna Juneman, 7 points and 10 rebounds from Drew Bruna, as Hanover led all but two times in this contest. Sophomore Bailey Peters for the Lynn girls pitched in 19 points, but it was the been here, done this mentality of the Hanover girls that pushed them over the edge against an upstart Lynn girls team. Lynn girls finished the season 18-7, their best year since 2007-8. In their first trip to state, they claim history as their first game in a state championship contest. Meanwhile, the Hanover girls finished the year 23-2, their third straight 1A Division II championship and fifth ever in school history at the Class 1A Division II title, all of those under head coach Chris Beichman since 2016-17. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky. Second time in school history, the Axe boys claimed a 1A Division II state title. This one, a 57-39 thumping of Cunningham, the defending champions out in Colby, Kansas. Axel's first title since 2013. They are now 2-2 in title games on the basketball court. Axel was led by a balanced attack of Brandon Schmelsley with 15 points, a dozen points apiece for Logan Sandman, Eli Brockstrom, and Colin Shaughnessy, as the Axel boys pick up their first title since 2013 with a dominating win over Cunningham, 57-39, a game that saw no lead changes for the Axel boys as they controlled front to back in their second title game appearance in school history. They're 2-for-2 now in title contest. Head coach Jason Tynan picks up his 150th career win here at state. He picks up his first title as a head coach. Again, ask the boys, your 1A Division II boys state champions 2024-25. Axel wins over Cunningham, 57-39. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blatt.
Axtell boys defeat Cunningham 57-39 in 1A Division II state championship boys action Saturday. While in USD 223, Hanover takes Lynn 46-35 for the girls title. Centralia girls take Little River in the 1A Division I championship 50-43, while Donovan West fell in Class 2A girls to Mound Ridge 62-51.
KNDY.